flu shot is a fairly simple process, isn't it? Yet so many of us just neglect taking it. And we make excuses. I know about needing, not, we don't need one because we're too young to get the flu. We don't know where to find one. And maybe in some cases, we believe we can't afford to get one. My first guest this week is here to help you overcome those points of view, your confusion, and explain the importance of getting an annual flu shot. She is the director of the Sussex County Office of Public Health Nursing, Ellen Phelps. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Very good to have you here. Let me give you this website because you are going to get all the information that we're going to discuss here in greater detail, reference, phone numbers, everything else, sussex.nj.us/flu, sussex.nj.us/flu. And I know we're jumping the gun a little bit here, Ellen, because flu season really doesn't start till September or October, but what is the importance for someone to get a flu shot?
Well, most people don't realize that there is a lot of illness that's caused by flu. During a regular flu season, up to from 3,000 to 49,000 people in the United States can die from the flu, and that has been studied for the last 40 years. So 3,000 may be a smaller number for a milder flu year, but 49,000 can be the higher number for a more severe flu year. But even with that, there are over 200,000 hospitalizations every year just from the flu. So it is a serious disease, and people need to think about how they can prevent it.
And how contagious is someone with the flu? Because, you know, we always have our brave idiots that say, I know I'm sick, but I'm going to work anyway.
That's right. And those people we want to stay away from if they're at work, or send them home, because flu is very contagious. It actually spreads through droplets from nasal secretions or something when you sneeze or cough. Or even if you talk, there's little tiny droplets that come out of your mouth. And if you're the unlucky person to be standing within several feet of someone who is sick, those droplets are going to land on your face or on your nose or your mouth, and that's how you're going to get infected. oftentimes, too, you can, if you blow your nose, don't wash your hands, and you maybe turn a doorknob. Someone comes along after you, turns that same doorknob, and then touches their face. They can transfer germs from the flu that way, excuse me, and they can get ill. So, yes, it's a very contagious disease, which is why it spreads so rapidly through the population when it is flu season. People who are sick should stay home. I know people don't want to miss work or have to use sick days, but you're not doing anyone in the office any favor if you come to work and spread your disease.
So with Ellen Phelps, she is the director of the Sussex County Office of Public Health Nursing. This is the website to find out more about flu shots or availability at sussex.nj.us/flu. You can also call 973-579-0570. Get more information, 973-579-0570. Appointments are necessary for the clinics. They're starting up on September 20th, and they run through October 20th at a variety of locations throughout the county. They are free for those 65 and older, and for those under, flu vaccine, $15. Pneumonia vaccine is $50. Tetanus is $35. And again, you can find out more info about the rates and the locations at sussex.nj.us/flu. And to call to make an appointment, you can also make an appointment online too, I believe. It's 973-579-0570. Ellen, I guess the common myth is that, well, don't you get the flu after you get a flu shot?
Oh, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard that one. Yes, people say, oh, I'm not getting a flu shot because I get the flu from the flu shot. Well, the news is this. You can't get the flu from the flu shot because the flu shot is made from killed flu virus. Killed flu virus can't give you the illness of flu. There is one type of flu vaccine that is live virus. It's the nasal spray presentation, but that has very, very weakened virus and can only give you a little respiratory disease in your nose, a little runny nose. It can't work on your lungs or anything else. So when people say, I got the flu from the flu shot, maybe they got infected before they got the flu shot and they had it working on them already. Or more commonly, people get a cold and they go, oh, I got the flu, but I got the flu shot. There's a big difference between getting a cold and getting the flu. A flu is much more serious. You're much sicker than a cold. The other thing that's important to know is, although most people will develop antibodies from getting the flu shot, some people do not. And those people, for some reason of illnesses they may have or their just general condition, maybe their immune system isn't working up to par, they may not make antibodies to the flu vaccine. Those people they're few and far between, but it makes it even more important for the rest of us to get flu vaccine to protect those vulnerable people who live among us. The other thing to note is if you do get the flu vaccine, you could get a very mild case of the flu, but it wouldn't be a real horrible illness, a flu illness. You might just get a very mild respiratory disease, but that's not the flu. The flu is serious. It's not pleasant to have. You will stay home from work for maybe 2 weeks, and you may not be able to get out of bed because your muscles will hurt so much. You'll have a fever. You'll feel really crappy, and you just don't want to feel that way. And the best way to avoid that is to get a flu vaccine.
Like I said at the beginning, a simple activity can save you a lot of grief, and that's why the value of the seasonal flu clinic for Sussex County is there for you, for the offering, and affordable rates, free if you're 65 and older. You can go to sussex.nj.us/flu. Find out the location and the date and the time near you, starting on September 20th, going through October 20th, in Hampton, Sparta, Freedon, Vernon, Sanderson, Hardiston, and Habakkuk. And appointments are necessary. You can register online. You can also call 973-579-0570, 973-579-0570. And again, at sussex.nj.us/flu. We've been joined this morning by the director of the Sussex County Office of Public Health Nursing, Ellen Phelps. Ellen, thanks so much for alerting us to a simple action that'll save us a horrible experience, and thanks for being here this morning.
And thank you for helping me get the word out